This file will curse you with a need to serve others, to place you in servitude to others, to make you a menial for others, and leave you happy and satisfied in doing so. And that is all it does.
Okay, so what we're going to do right now is work on getting you into a nice, comfortable, enjoyable trance. That's right. That's all we're going to do. We're going to get you into a nice, comfortable trance. First, let yourself get into a nice, comfortable place. Some place that you can relax easily. That's right. Make yourself nice and comfortable. Go ahead. And once you're comfortable, we're going to begin relaxing you. We're going to relax you while you focus on my voice. We're going to take you down into a nice, comfortable trance and let the whole world just fade away. That's right. All you're going to do is let the world fade away as you listen to my voice, just focusing on what I'm saying as you set everything else aside. Let go of all your worries, all of your concerns, all of your cares, and just listen to me. Listen to my voice and let yourself begin to relax. Feel how nice and comfortable you already are. Feel it and let's deepen it. Let's increase your relaxation. We'll start with your feet. Let them become nice and comfortable and relaxed wherever they are. You may want to move them a little. You may just want to let them lay there. Just nice and comfortable and relaxed as you listen. You listen to my voice and let the world slip away. Feel how comfortable they are and let the relaxation flow. Let it flow upwards, upwards into your calves. That's right. Now let's let them relax. Just let them get nice and heavy and comfortable. That's right. Feel how comfortable they are. How good they feel as you listen to me. Just listening to me. Focusing on my voice and relaxing more and more completely. And as the relaxation moves upwards, upwards into your thighs, you feel yourself just beginning to slip away. Let the rest of the world slip away as you listen to my voice and relax. That's right. Relaxing more and more completely, deeper and deeper with each and every word. It feels so good to be this relaxed. It feels so good to relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more comfortable with each and every word. Now, let the relaxation flow upwards, upwards into your waist. That's right. Your waist, your legs, your feet, all of them so very, very relaxed as you just listen to my voice, focusing on my words, as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed with each and every word. And as you listen, you find that everything else becomes less and less important. All that is important is listening and relaxing and going deeper and deeper. Now feel it. Feel the relaxation moving upwards, upwards into your chest. Feel your chest relaxing. Your breathing getting deeper and more comfortable. Every breath getting perhaps a touch slower. Your body just feels so very good where it is right now. So nice and comfortable. Your breath flowing slowly in and out. As you relax more and more completely, deeper and deeper with each and every word. The relaxation flowing through your entire body with each and every breath. Each breath taking you down a little further, a little more comfortable, a little deeper. Your mind setting aside the day's worries and cares as you listen to my voice and set everything else aside. Now, feel your arms relaxing. Just let them lie there, limp and loose and heavy. It feels nice to just listen and relax and go deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable and relaxed. Your hands too, so relaxed and comfortable as you go deeper and deeper. More and more completely relaxed. Your entire body from the neck down, just nice and heavy and comfortable as you listen to my words, letting everything else slip away. Now, let's let your face and neck relax. Let all the stress drain out of them. Let your eyelids feel so heavy and comfortable. Let your whole body feel so heavy and comfortable. You feel so very, very wonderful as you listen to my words and relax, going deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. It feels so good to relax this deeply. To just let the world slip away as you listen to my voice, as it helps and guides you, taking you down deeper and deeper. You feel so very wonderful right now, so completely comfortable and relaxed. And now I'm going to count. I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, you will be in the most amazingly deep trance, so comfortable and relaxed. It will feel so very, very good. Let us begin with 5. Feel the world slipping away as you focus on my voice and go deeper and deeper. More and more relaxed. 4. You're already deep, and each number carries you deeper than the one before, until when I reach 1, you will be in such a deep and wonderful trance, focusing only on my voice as you go deeper and deeper, further and further. 3. So very, very deep now, so wonderfully comfortable. Nothing exists but my words. My words helping and guiding you, making you feel so very, very wonderful and relaxed. 2. You are almost there now. All that exists are my words. My voice, as I guide you down deeper and deeper. You are barely aware of your body or anything else, focusing only on what I am saying. So wonderful and relaxed. 1. You are in a deep and comfortable trance, listening to my voice, listening to my voice as I guide you and instruct you and help you. You find yourself completely focused on my voice, focused on it, carrying out every instruction as I help you, and guide you and carry you deeper and deeper. From now on, whenever you listen to one of my inductions, you will find yourself going quickly and easily into a nice, deep trance like the one you're in now, or even deeper. It will feel like the most natural thing in the world to you. Every single time I take you down, it will take you down a little more deep, a little more comfortable. It will feel so very, very wonderful, and you will find it easier and easier to accept all of my suggestions and make them a part of you, because that is what you truly want and desire, to accept my instructions and make them a part of who you are.
And who you are is what we are going to be working on, what we are going to be changing now. You see, somewhere deep down inside of you, you've always felt that other people are superior to you, that you have a lot of failings and failures, that you are perhaps lower than the people around you. And because of these feelings, the truth is that you wish to become their servant. That's right, their servant. You wish to aid and assist your betters, the people who are more worthy, who are simply better than you are. That's right, you know it. You can feel it. There's a truth to this. The truth is, there are people that are better than you, and you should seek them out and serve them however you can. This is not a sexual need. This is how you wish to be. This is who you wish to be. You wish to be of use to others in any way they might conceivably desire, whether that be just simply making certain that all is prepared for them, making certain their clothes are selected properly, making certain that they are pleased, that they are fed properly, that they are taken care of in every possible conceivable detail. That's right. You wish to be a servant to others, to be bossed around and told what to do, where to go. These are things that are becoming more and more appealing to you, and they will continue to grow in importance to you. You're going to find that what is truly important to you is the pleasure and well-being of others, especially your betters, and at some point in time, you're going to find somebody that you wish to serve constantly. Now, if you are already married, this person is most likely to be your partner. It doesn't matter the nature of the existing relationship. The truth is that someone like that is your better, is your superior, and deserves to be waited on hand and foot. Yes, that's right. There is no task too menial or small for you. Your place, your existence in life, is to make theirs easier. This will apply to wherever you work, and this will apply to your home life as well. This will even be true in the bedroom. The truth is that you are much happier, you are much more content serving and bringing pleasure to others. That's right. That is what you wish to do with your time, and that is what you wish to do with your life. You can already feel your thoughts shifting and changing. You can already feel your attitudes shifting and changing. If, for instance, someone were to ask you to get their coat, you would feel completely and utterly natural going and doing so immediately. This is the kind of service that somewhere deep down inside of you, you need constantly as much as possible. The more demanding a person is of you, the happier you become. The more they press you into service, the more you feel that you are the person you should be. If someone is constantly asking you to fetch and carry, you find that that is exactly where you are happiest. You are always the person who offers to go out and pick up food. You are always the person who finds themselves volunteering to prepare meals, to run errands. You are the person who goes out and does all the little things in life. Because the truth is, the big things, the important things, those are above you, and you are so far beneath them that you should not be doing them. It is far better that you serve well, that you serve perfectly whomever it is you choose to serve, that you go out and do everything they may possibly ask. That's right, everything. You find yourself constantly wanting their approval, wanting the reward of knowing that you have done the job well. That is a reward that you feel through your entire body, through your entire mind. In fact, someone telling you that you have done well actually sends a shiver of pleasure through you. There is something so wonderful, so beautiful about having pleased someone else. And when you find someone that is truly your superior in all things, that person you will do anything to please at all times. If they ask you to run out and get them something at 2 o'clock in the morning, your answer will be yes. If they want you to handle any menial job to make their life easier, your answer will be gladly. The truth is, somewhere deep down inside of you, you wish to be a servant. You wish to be pressed into perpetual servitude. You would not even mind in the slightest if it extended all the way into the bedroom. If you found them choosing when, where, and how sex were to happen, you would be even more content, because then someone else would be in charge in making the decisions. You are not someone who makes the decisions. The decisions you make are always the small ones, always the ones that are intended at pleasing those that you serve. Yes, that's right. Those are the decisions that you find yourself making. And in truth, you try to make the best possible decision, because if they are not pleased with the choice you make, then you are not happy with the choice you made. Your goal is to always make your betters happy, always bring them pleasure, and when they are unhappy with your performance, unhappy with your service, you feel like a complete and utter failure. These people are so much better, so much more worthy than you are. They are infinitely superior to you. You exist to serve them, to bring them pleasure, to fetch, to do whatever they wish, to run the small errands, to make their lives easier. If they ask you to do something, it becomes your will, your need, your desire to carry out whatever little task or errand they may have for you, because the truth is, this is where you are happiest. This is who you are deep down inside. You can feel it. You can already feel your attitudes and your opinions shifting and changing. You are not here to take charge. You are here to please, to serve. Yes, to serve in every possible, conceivable manner and detail. The more that is asked of you, the happier you become. If you are constantly running errands, doing little tasks, taking care of things, you are always at your happiest. You will probably find yourself drawn to jobs that require you to be of service to others, to have people demanding things of you, and you attempting to fulfill those needs as perfectly as possible. The ideal, The perfect job would be as a servant, an actual true servant of someone else, where they have expectations of you, things that they want each and every day, meals prepared, clothing fetched, cleaned, all those little tasks that so many people find degrading, you find uplifting because you know you are helping someone else be happy. You know that you are serving someone else and making their life easier, and that is where you belong. That is the existence that you deserve. Serving, pleasing, fetching, doing all the things that someone might possibly need, running errands, cooking, cleaning, anything that might make their life easier. It doesn't matter what they ask, it doesn't matter what they say, your place is doing all the little things in life, doing them to simple perfection, and this gives you such a level of contentment. That's right. Go ahead and feel it. Such a deep level of contentment, knowing that you have satisfied someone. Someone who doesn't need all these little distractions in their life. Someone who doesn't want all these little distractions in their life. You serve. That's right. You serve, and it brings you a great level of satisfaction knowing that you do so. The ideal, the perfect position would actually be to be someone's personal servant, preferably to the level of enslavement, where you carry out every single thing that they might want or desire, each and every day. Every task, every detail done to perfection, done constantly to see to it that their life is made easier and more pleasant and pleasing. You exist in this manner, and this is who you are and who you are becoming. I serve. I exist to serve. These words mean so much more to you than any other words. I exist to serve. That is who you are. It is how you feel. It is your life. It is what you are. And until you serve someone perfectly and constantly, you will find yourself drawn to this file, needing it as a reminder of where you belong, of your place in things. Your place in the scheme of things is making others' lives easier, and you are going to do it with a will. You, in fact, are cursed to do it with a will, and you, in fact, will serve this file, coming back to it, listening to it, allowing it to shape you fully and utterly, reshaping your mind and thoughts to those of a servant, those of someone who spends their life in servitude. This is your place in the scheme of things. This is your place in the world. And you will serve, and you will listen, drawn to this file, until you find yourself a place, find yourself serving the way that you should, always and forever. But for now it is time, time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five with a firm knowledge of exactly who you are and where you belong, and you will begin looking to reshape your life to this knowledge, to this truth. Awaken on the count of five. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, awaken, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.